Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I was having a rant about how some Liverpool have got it so good that there's some absolute wet wipe on Twitter who had to pick apart a Curtis Jones performance for no reason whatsoever. I saw Barry from Toffee TV and I thought, oh, we're here and our only problems are manufactured ones from idiots from idiots online. And they've actually got genuine problems. So my debate question for this week is this. Do you want Everton to get relegated, Chris Khan?
If you had asked me this question before the appointment of Lampard, I would have said, no, it doesn't bother me, because of the fact that, you know, it's usually guaranteed near enough minimum of 4 points for us every season. Of course, a lot of my friends have got family that are loved ones that are Everton fans. So you always like to, you know, stay on the good side of family members. But since Lampard's gone there, Paul, I'm actually saying yes to this now. I would love it if Everton got rid of it now. And Lampard's been the tipping point. Because I just can't stand him, and he's Chelsea. So, you know, he's proper Chelsea, apparently. And now he's proper Ev. So combine those two factors together, I think I've made up my mind. Yeah, it's the tipping point. Lampard to Everton was the tipping point. I absolutely would love them to go down now.
Okay, Ross Chanley.
Want is a very strong word.
Yeah,
and I
need.
Well, no,
desire.
Yeah,
dream about.
That's what want need. I don't think I don't know whether I get more enjoyment out of them being relegated and then just kind of forgetting about them throughout the season, or would I get more enjoyment out of them still being shit and still being in the league, and then picking up those points that kind of Grizz was talking around. Like you get up for the derby, it's a good game. You absolutely snot them everywhere. They lose every game. They're doing what they do now. They're in a mess because I think if they stay in the league, I think it's actually harder for them to get better because they've got so much crap in there that they can't either sell them, or, you know, they're in prison, or like the FFP rules going through the roof at the minute. And there's that talk of a points deduction, which I don't think will happen. That's just more and more misery, which I'm happy for them to have if they stay in the Premier League, which I think I'd get more enjoyment out of if they just got relegated and go, oh, there's no derby now. And what have they done? Oh, I don't care what they've done this week. They're playing Middlesbrough away. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I suppose there's a point at which...
Out of sight, out of mind.
There was a time when Liverpool were a bit crap. And so if Liverpool were to lose it on a weekend, you'd look to then for the Everton results and the Man United results. And if either one of those lost, it would just take the sting away from defeat a little bit. Whereas Liverpool have become that good that it kind of doesn't matter. Actually seeing United and Everton be crap this season actually doesn't give me any additional pleasure.
It just for me. Because if we win a game and you go, oh, Liverpool won a game, Man United lost and Everton lost. That's like, it's still a perfect weekend at that point. And you go, oh, it's even funnier now.
Yeah.
And you can relax.
I suppose. I
like that point that you've made there. It's true because Everton have become that irrelevant that you don't look out for the results anymore. And it's comparable to Man United now because they're on that level kind of like where I don't give a shit Like, you don't look at the results like, okay, we do, just for the yeah. banter purpose, but they're so irrelevant. And I think if you don't, if this debate was when Rafa was in charge, I probably would have given a different tone. There would have been a different tone in my answer. But with Lampard in charge, it just changes it for me personally.
Yeah. I mean, there are currently 41 points between Liverpool and Everton in the Premier League, which is just, I can actually, they don't even properly fit on the video screen here, because I could shrink it down, but I'm not, because it's funnier. But that's the gulf. Yeah, exactly. That's the gulf in class with right now. Now, see, I've long held on to this idea that I never really wanted Everton to get relegated, because Derby's a boss, and yeah. cities that don't have derbies are worse footballing cities for it. Like Newcastle, great, but they've got Sunderland, of course, but it's not in the same city. It's a different vibe having your rivals yeah. and it within the city limits, alongside you on the same, you know, in the same house, on the same street, etc., etc. And it would be worse for the city to have them go down. But there's also a little part of me that's starting to think. And I'm thinking about this from a human perspective of my mates who support Everton. They could just do with having a winning some games. You know what I mean? Like going down the Championship, actually, yeah. they might be good. The biggest problem I've got with this, Ross, and from speaking to Baz and Pedder from Toffee TV, Everton constantly redefine what the most Everton thing that can happen to them is.
Yeah.
So we had it from a football sense where, you know, we play a B team against them and we beat them in the league. And then we play a C team against them in the FA Cup, and we beat them in the FA Cup. And Divock Origi scores a, you know, injury time winner off the crossbar to win, and they win the first Merseyside derby at Anfield in 20 years, but it's in front of no fans. And there's just you could go through them as a catalogue of like, this is as bad as it's going to get for them, and then it gets worse. And my fear is you go, all right, well, it'll be fine. They'll get relegated, but then they'll come back up again. I worry they might never come back up again. Is that they might do a Leeds where it's 20 years and you've got, I don't, for a laugh, if you told me Everton go down for one season and come back up again, I'd say yes. But my real concern with them is that they're such a mess.
Yeah.
That might be the end of Everton.
All they do is Sunderland and double drop. To two leagues, because that's not the round.
Well, look, we're about to play Nottingham Forest in the FA Cup, and Nottingham Forest, to me as a kid, were a Premier League team.
Yeah,
you know, they've won two European Cups. They're a massive football team, but how long has it been now since they've been in the Premier League?
But that's it's not a risk Everton has to take, because I don't think they've got a choice in the matter. No. But that's what I was saying before. If they get relegated, I think they have a platform then to get rid of people that are on a bit like what Arsenal have done and gone. You're on high wages. You don't want to be here. You're not good enough for the football club. We'll reinvest in youth instead. Whereas I think if they stay in the league, I think we have to keep those players because they can't afford to.
But Arsenal have done it and are challenging for top four.
But Arsenal weren't as bad as...
No.
But I think you get relegated, you're then more desperate for the money. Everton are probably there anyway because of what came up last night about FFP and the fact they can't spend any money. They've got too many good players, and it doesn't help the fact that they're spending £40 million on Dele Alli. Like, you're talking about Everton moments of it ever getting worse, you know, wasting money on players that don't play for them. Now they're at a point where they can't play Dele Alli because he'll reach that limit of games played where they have to give Spurs more money than they paid for him. So they bought someone that they can't really even play.
Hey guys, it's Steve here. Hopefully you are enjoying this podcast. Just want to let you guys know, if you want even more Red Men TV goodness in your ears, every single show that we produce over on our subscription service, Red Men Plus, also comes in podcast format. So you can get all of our amazing content on the go. Hopefully you enjoyed that one, and hopefully you enjoyed the rest of this show.
The issue they've got is if they go down to the Championship, is what, like, it's all well and good, and they've got assets and all that, but they've actually got a lot of crap. And there's a lot of lads who, it's like they're not going to get moved on. They're still going to have a lot of the same. Anyone who wants to stick it out is either going to be, you touch lucky in one or two, your best players might stay, but there's a lot of dross at that football club. And as I say, I'm not sure that it's funny to a point, but the idea of them not being in the Premier League for a long spell, I don't know. I don't know how I'd feel about that.
I think the parallels with the way the clubs have been, the ones that you mentioned, and Everton, are so apparent. Like Leeds, Sunderland, huge clubs. but we could see the way they were being run and the decisions that the owners were making at the times. We could see this ends only one way. And you could see the same with Everton. I mean, the amounts that they've spent in the last 10 years are insane, insane. I don't know if you've got them amounts, like they're up there with probably the likes of just below Man City and United. And for what? They're in an absolute shambles. And yeah, like Ross said, with the financial stuff going on with their owners and, you know, possible sanctions, very much like good old Roman. This you're right. I genuinely see that. If they were to get relegated, I'm not sure they're dead certs to come straight up, because you're right, all of those players will not want to play in the Championship. I mean, Ross mentioned Dele Alli signing. I mean, the one that always... No, well, actually, there's too many to go into, but the Iwobi 30 million signing was, for me, one of the most hilarious signings ever. Like, hilarious. Like, not bad. Hilarious. So I think you make a very good case of if they went down, they could go down, if you know what I mean.
And part of the reason that they do that as well is because they've shown throughout the signings that they've made that they're not capable of making good decisions or correct decisions for either the team or the football club, and they keep, you know, regurgitating managers.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
If that case was to happen and they got relegated and they had a big overhaul of players, I don't think I trust them to get it right that they're going to invest properly.
And that's
part of the reason why they would do a double drop, because it's all right blaming the players, but the constant thing in their thing that's been wrong for them is the people that are in charge.
Or moreover, yeah, they'll keep certain players and they'll absolutely tear the Championship up and they'll think, oh, well, these are good. And they'll come back onto the Premier League and be in exactly the same situation again, where these lads who've done it, who've managed to turn it on in the Championship because they're Championship level players, and they're not getting the investment right. And that the problem is, as you mentioned, that article that broke last night, that they've exceeded the FFP allowances and they're trying to find ways to see if it can be offset because of COVID and what have you. But they're not going to have more money going down to the Championship, and that's the problem. They'd be trying to rectify a financial black hole. And maybe you could say, okay, well, you might be able to sell off, so you've got no choice then but to sell Calvert-Lewin and Richarlison, and you might bring in the best part of 100 million for that, which might start to turn it. But then your assets,
what
dripping.
Are they spending on exactly.
And they don't have people at the club that recognise that, and that's the thing for me, is that there is a part of me that goes, the weirdly ideal world is they're not going to win a trophy anytime soon, so, and they need to just do something, they need some success, their fans need to just need to win some football matches again for their own
health,
well-being. So the idea of going down and doing a bit of a Norwich where you go down and you're the miles best club in the Championship, and then you do come back up, or do what Newcastle done that a couple of times, and then coming at it with the fresh eyes, coming at it with a reinvigorated fan base, go and win the Championship, you've lifted a pot, it's not a big one, but you've gone and done it.
But is that harder, doing that because in theory it sounds great, but getting back up to the Premier League, having gone through that, and then staying up when the disparity between the Premier League and the Championship now is getting wider and wider.
Well, it's interesting you say that. So I've actually got the Championship table up in front of me. Fulham atop at the moment, second the Bournemouth, third the Huddersfield, fourth Blackburn, fifth Sheffield United, sixth Luton. Just put them games out your window, Chris. Seventh QPR, eighth Middlesbrough, and then ninth down to Millwall, and tenth Forest. That's actually quite tight, the bottom end of the playoffs. But to the point, a couple of points on this is, Everton theoretically, depending on who they got, should be fine, because the Championship is a very good. It's the best second tier football league. Yep. But Everton should, if Fulham can come back up again, as they always do, and Norwich can keep coming back up again, and Bournemouth look like they're going to come back up again. Yeah. Newcastle have done it. West Ham have done it. It stands to reason that they could. My additional question to this for you guys and for people watching at home as well, who are you swapping Everton for?
Oh, I was about to ask you that.
So it's all well and good as having a laugh and going, well, Everton are gone. You're replacing Everton. Fulham are definitely coming up. So you're effectively potentially replacing Everton with the one of Bournemouth, Huddersfield, Blackburn, Sheffield United, Luton, QPR, Middlesbrough.
Well, there's two easy answers for me.
Go on.
The heart one says Luton, obviously, for obvious reasons, right? but from a Liverpool point of view, Bournemouth. Come back to the Premier League. Give take our money. Players. Low heaps of money. And everything, and we smash them every time as well, home and away.
Yeah,
I think Bournemouth is probably the perfect team for it to come back up. All that Premier League money, they will 100% give us. If Fulham don't take up the option of Nico, they'll give us 15 million for Nico. You know, they'll probably take, I don't know, who else is there that they could possibly take? Anyone? Tacky? They could take Tacky possibly, give us 25 million, and they will. I know these figures, I'm just making off the top of my head, but this is what Bournemouth do.
20 plus million pounds for Dominic Solanke, who's having a good season in the Championship by all accounts. But that's who Everton need to buy. That's the answer, is that they need to swap Calvert-Lewin, do a handshake deal as they cross paths between the Premier League and the Championship, and swap Dom Solanke for Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
My concern was not who's coming up, but who you're keeping in the Premier League instead, was what I was going to ask you. Ooh. So, for example, would you rather Everton got relegated or Burnley?
Yeah, and it's an interesting point, that. Yeah, you're right, and that's the one thing about this where ultimately it'll fall down to it, is Grizz's point about 4 to 6 points is absolutely spot on, but it's a game of football I give a shit about.
Yeah,
and what I'm kind of saying in here is, look at the other relegation contenders. Newcastle are probably going on the way to getting themselves out of it, but Brentford, Leeds, Burnley, Watford, Norwich. Quite like Leeds to stay in, just because, again, I've got a bit of feeling towards them. Negative feeling, but that's something. I feel nothing about Watford. I feel nothing to Norwich City. Nothing really to Brentford and what have you. But yeah, you're right. It's a space. If Burnley just need to get relegated. Burnley just need to go. I've done. They've had the thing. I'm bored of trying to go, oh, well, it's a respectable way because it gets them points. Ah, I'm bored of that. All them football clubs need to get relegated for a bit and come back with a new approach. So, yeah.
So, Everton and Burnley both get relegated, is the ideal scenario.
Well, no. I think I'm falling down on the notion that it would be hilarious, but I would like to see it from like a ghost of future, go past, or
just the PBM curtain.
Where I can see, I can go and see it and experience it and know what it feels like. A bit like it's a wonderful lifestyle thing where I go, I wish Everton were relegated, and then I get to live it, and then I get to see what a nightmare it actually is, because it means that we have to play Burnley, and Burnley are horrible and are more and all that kind of stuff.
But this is the thing, though, because they've never been relegated. You don't know any different, do you?
No.
So you might absolutely love it.
Might be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everton lost in the Championship again this week. They're not even getting promoted. Brilliant. So you might like it.
Yeah,
I know you'll play them every three, 4 years in a cup game and go,
I'm gonna settle on this, is that the only way I'd be I want Everton to get relegated is if you're telling me they're coming back up the next season. I don't want them to. If they're going to get relegated and then disappear, then that's shit, because the Derby game's a boss game. Whether we, even though, mainly because we win it, but regardless, it's a you know, it's the buzz and the build up in the city. It is all the famous moments that you get to relive, and not having those would be rubbish. Like, I lived in Sheffield, and like at the point where Sheffield United and Sheffield Wednesday were like bouncing between Premier League, Championship, and League One. And you know, there was only like one in 4 years. There was only 1 year I was there where they were actually in the same division. And they treat their derby games a little bit more violently than we do. But there's just something to it. You know what I mean? You've got something to talk about. Yeah. You know, I don't want to have to look at the Championship to hold a conversation with my friends.
Well, can I ask you two a question then?
Uh-huh.
As you're in Liverpool, right? So would. Do you think if they got relegated, would it humble their fans a little bit?
Yeah, to be fair though, I think their fans have gone so far beyond humbled that it's just a constant crushing misery.
Would it be less bitter? I think
I don't know. Probably not. You know, and maybe they'd be even more unbearable if they then won the Championship and came back up again. But I don't know. Well,
you have to think of all these aspects.
Yeah.
You have to think about all these aspects.
Came back up and came second, and he didn't even get the trophy.
But that's what will happen, by the way. of the most hilarious scenario, it's actually that they finish second in the Championship and come up and don't even get either the Championship or the playoff.
Everton.
Yeah, that would be the most Everton thing, because I don't want it to be too horrible. That's not nice. There's bad karma associated with feeling like that, I think.
But also, don't enjoy yourself too much.
Yeah. But I do think a little bit about it. I just have to listen to the Toffee TV boys just show down constantly. Yeah. And I looked at like what Talk Norwich were doing when they won the league last year, and that, you know, they've got sailors hats on and they're doing HMS Piss the League, and they're having a great laugh with it. I'm happy for them to be a yo-yo team. Alternate years in the Premier League.
I don't want them to get relegated, but I'm all right with it.
You make your peace with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even if it means they don't come back up.
I think that's fair. We asked the Club Legend Discord what they thought. Scott T said, I said, do you want Everton to get relegated? Scott T said, yes, yes, and more yes. Kieran Orr says, I mean, yeah, it would be a laugh, but that's 6 points that we were guaranteed that may be less secure depending on who comes up, as we mentioned. I would also be fairly concerned about the mental well-being of the Toffee TV lads. Matty K says, of course I do. I want them to do a Sunderland and free fall down the league, do a shitty documentary and never return. Tony saying, I remember my dad saying about the Rangers situation that it was hilarious briefly, but missed the rivalry in derbies and crack. Different though in that they aren't really a rival on ability. We have much bigger fish to fry in that sense. I think that's a really good point. I think the Old Firm stuff is a good example of that. Although I'm sure there's probably Celtic fans over the last couple of years who wish they'd stayed dead and buried. Abe says, no, I think it'd be funny but ultimately bad for the city and not worth it if we don't get to sing Merry Christmas Everton. I mean, we could get them. Oh yeah,
think of the Christmas jumpers, Paul.
I know, get them in the league. Get them in the League Cup quarters, that'd be fine. Abe again says, I remember hearing the Toffee TV is talking about needing to leave the city after we won in Madrid. I'd rather than want to celebrate not going down in some dramatic fashion, just to realise we've won the league in an even more dramatic fashion. I want some dissonance in their suffering. I like that. It was good fun that when Gareth Farrelly scored that goal and kept them up, like there was a real party atmosphere. So like maybe that's the closest thing to a win, is like a last day relegation survival. That'll give them all a little.
I think that might happen.
Could well happen indeed. Yes, if you enjoyed that debate, then check out the full debate show this week, streaming right now on Red Men Plus. We discussed that amazing would you rather Liverpool win the league if it meant Man City winning the Champions League, or Liverpool win the Champions League if it meant Man City win the league. And what if we had to play City in the Champions League final? Interesting stuff. And we also had a debate about whether Jurgen Klopp would or would not extend past 2024, and what were the reasons and what are the scenarios at play. Again, fascinating stuff with me, Ross and Grizz Khan, streaming right now over on Red Men Plus. Head to the redmentv.com and get involved with that show and a whole host of extra Red Men content.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.